Well, hey y'all, it's Jason Anthoin. Thanks for joining me on Riding Shotgun, where I'm celebrating 35 years of communications courage, accomplishments, and calamities through lessons, lies, short stories, and tall tales. I appreciate you coming along for the ride today. Buckle up, why don't you? In fact, you can pick the music. I was on LinkedIn last week, and I posted a stat that said that companies are spending roughly the same amount on customer experience as they are on employee experience. And that's roughly about $2,500 per employee. So the only way to compare companies across industries and different company sizes is to do that number by employee. So roughly $2,500 per employee is being spent on customer experience and employee experience initiatives, which was kind of surprising to folks in my space, the internal comms and employee engagement space, because I don't know that it feels like we're spending $2,500 per employee on employee experience. Now, admittedly, a lot of that is wrapped up, especially here in the U.S., in benefits, you know, health and welfare benefits, as well as retirement benefits. But still, for comparison's sake, those numbers are roughly the same. So there was a lot of online discussion about, can that be true? And it doesn't feel like we're getting the bang for the buck on that. And so if you'd like to check that out, that's on LinkedIn. But the other point I think is important to think about is this whole concept of why customer experience and employee experience matter at all. And so for several years now, I've been talking about this concept of brand equals experience squared. And that is the combination of the customer experience and the employee experience. And the reason I talk about that so much is because that's a huge opportunity for those of us who are in internal communications. And let me explain why. So if you think about customer experience, there's really two functions who are responsible for that. So marketing owns the customer relationships, and sales owns the customer transactions. And the combination of the relationship and the transactions delivers the customer experience. So now let's think about that for employee experience. Human resources and IT deliver a lot of the employee experiences, particularly the transactional side of that. So human resources, hiring, firing, training, developing, promoting, laying off, all those kinds of things are all sort of transactional. Same thing with IT, getting you onboarded. You've got some kind of problem with Teams. What a surprise. All that is very transactional based. So HR and IT really own the transactional side of the employee experience. But who owns the relationship side of employee experience? Sometimes HR thinks they do, but I'm not sure that they truly do. IT might think that they do, but I'm not sure about that either, because so much of what they do is transactional. So to me, that relationship piece of the employee experience side of things is just, it's ripe for the picking, I think, for the internal comms folks. You know, for so long, we've just been pigeonholed into, you know, the everyone email people, right or wrong, even, you know, to this day, despite all the advancements in technologies and platforms. So I think that's our golden opportunity there, because if, you know, marketing and sales owns, you know, the customer experience through the transactions and things that they handle and the relationships that they handle, it feels like there's an opportunity for us to own the relationship side of employee experience while IT and HR continue to really own the transactional side. So when you're thinking about your role at work, I think one way to think about it is how can you really, you know, deliver more around the employee relationship side to help drive that employee experience. Anyway, that's all I've got to say about that. I appreciate you riding shotgun with me today. And until next time, as Dale Ward used to say, trody-tro.